Thank you for listening to the Data Is My Science podcast, the show that makes data your passion, with your host, Dapper Data.
Yeah.
That is something which I expect a lot going forward, because everybody's, you know, as I said, people will stop thinking. And it's going to be harder and harder to get a job, you know, with this AI tools are there. And that is something I feel, you know, one thing which will, you know, probably impact our stuff.
Right.
But,
and I would think, I mean, I don't know about your opinion on this, but, you know, I think that at the level that you're at, using ChatGPT is okay, right?
Yeah.
You know, because you understand what's going on. You're just trying to find the answers quick. That's it, right?
Yeah.
You know, and you don't have to sit there and research on Google and try to find the code and then try it and not get it right, you know. But if you needed to write the code, right, you would figure it out. And because you understand how data frames work, you understand all those different things. And so that I think that's where I would say that the benefit of still having that studying aspect is very important. You know, understanding the basics and foundations, right? You know, just like you said, you know, a lot of times there's tools out there and all that stuff, but if you don't understand the linear equations, you know, you don't understand how the equations work, you know, it really doesn't set that foundation. I think no matter what, as the journey goes along, that you still have to have that foundation, right? You know, stats can be, you know, this basic thing to people, but it's a foundational process, right? And then if you go on ChatGPT and you try to find an answer really quick, that's cool if you already know, you know, the foundation. But if you go there and you're entry level and you don't really know anything about Power BI or Tableau or even statistics, right, and stuff, and you're just like, or even coding, right, and you just like, oh, let me just find this out, and it gives it to you, you're not really learning it, right? It's like studying for a certification, you know. You're just clicking the answers really quick, and it actually, I would equate that to cheating for a certification, right? If you sit there and you're trying to get a certification and you just download all the answers to like herb and study all the answers, right, and then you go in there, you pass the certification, great, you got your certification, and you go in to an interview, and then they see that you have a certification, so they expect you to know some foundational stuff. And then now they ask you some foundational questions, and you're like, oh crap, I don't know it. I just passed the certification, right?
Yep. You said a pretty important point. Like, I strongly agree to this. You know, especially if you are someone who want to start a career in this field, you know, shortcuts is not the way.
Mm-hmm.
Let me put it like that. You know, you have to start from zero, understand everything. Probably when you are at that level, then you can do this quick. You know, it's kind of escape where you just put it, ask to the ChatGPT, he'll give the answer to you.
Yeah. But
if you are someone who is starting, you know, still in the learning process, then I would still recommend, you know, try to learn one thing, which is the art of asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
That is something which is very important. If you're stuck somewhere, you need to know what I should ask to Google. Yeah. That is what will help you to develop the skill.
Mm-hmm.
Asking the right
curiosity, right? Being curious. Man.
You know, you need to able to communicate your error or where you're stuck or what you want to do to this computer. And if you do that correctly, it's itself an improvement. I feel like that. What do you think?
No, absolutely. You know, I think that I've learned, and that's something that they don't teach in school, right? You know, we have kids, right? And I sit there and I realize, right, I'm talking to the 12-year-old, right? And he's sitting there and he has Google, he has the internet at his disposal, right? And he's always on the phone all the time. And he'll ask me the craziest question. And I'm thinking, man, why don't you research and ask? So they don't even teach research in school like they should at the basic level, right? You know, with the internet at their disposal these days, why not be able to why not teach? Like, that would be probably the best class ever, how to ask the right questions, right? Because when you ask the right questions, even to Google or even ChatGPT, then you get the answer that you really, truly need, right? And then if you ask them, I've sat next to people and we're sitting there researching and I'm not even doing the research. There's like other people doing this, like five of us, and four of them are sitting there trying to figure out what the answer is. They're Googling stuff, right? But they never ask the right question. And so then I go in and I'm like, all right, look, let me see, right? I might ask something that's very specific because I know exactly what I need to research.
Yeah.
And then now I get the answer like that, right? You know, that happens all the time, you know. Well, Kapesh, look, as the audience knows, look, this has been an amazing experience, right? And I usually leave with what I call a dope nugget or gem at the end, and it's a summarization. I've taken so many gems from this conversation. It's been amazing. You know, the importance of Excel, right? You know, that is something that I truly believe now. I'm going to go back and dive into Excel more because I felt like I skipped the process, right? And one of the things you pointed out, right, it's not about Python coding, right? You got ChatGPT out there these days, right? You know, it's not about learning R. It's not about, you know, learning so many different aspects along that journey, right? You know, from ingest all the way to visualization. It's about communicating with the stakeholders, right? Communication is probably one of the most important things. And I think it's a lost art, you know, of how to ask the right question and how to communicate. And so you dropped that. That was very important. And, you know, and I would recommend, and I'm sure Kapesh would recommend, follow the process, right? Don't skip it. Don't be lazy, right? And go straight to ChatGPT with the whole understand the process. And then that helps you understand the right question. Is there anything that you want to leave the audience with?
Yep. One thing I would definitely suggest to the audience is, there are no shortcuts. Mm-hmm. You know, I talk to, you know, people a lot. I have conversations with them. They just want to, you know, get job. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen like that. You need to, you know, go through that process, understand entire thing. Because right now, everybody wants to get into this field.
Mm-hmm.
It's booming. For one application, there is like one job. There's 1,000 people are applying for it.
Mm-hmm.
If you take shortcuts, it's not going to happen. So stay patient, probably take a step, one step back, understand, you know, whether this field is for you or not.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just want to ride the wave.
Yeah.
But it's very important to understand whether you want to do this for the next 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, I have seen like so many of them, they just want to get into data analytics or data science. And I ask them like, do you see yourself working? Like, why?
Mm.
Like, why do you want to? Like, where does this interest develop? No, everybody is doing it. It's like, no, that's why.
Make the money. It's all good.
It's not. So if this really interests, because people think it's a lot of money involved, but there's a lot of, you know, responsibilities there, a lot of challenges there.
Yeah.
You, as I said, you know, it's not about tools, you know, anybody can learn tool and do the work.
Mm-hmm.
It's also about with your, you know, analysis or your observations, somebody is going to make or lose money. So it's not a piece of cake which has been made, you know, right now. People think that it's a piece of cake, anybody can get into this field. It's not like that. So something out of box, if I had to advise anyone, you know, first develop the interest, research about this field, before you get into this field. Understand whether you want to do this for long term in career. What was the main, you know, goal, like why I'm coming here? Because I've seen people who get into this field, and when the responsibility comes, they just panic.
Yeah.
So that is something that I would like to add. And
That's a great point. You know, I mean, that whole journey, it takes more than just, it takes curiosity, it takes interest, it takes time and patience, you know. And when I first started out, as we talked about before the podcast started, that I wanted to be a data scientist, right? I didn't know why. I just felt like that was the thing that everybody probably was going to do, right? Be a data scientist. The more I delve into that, you know, I understood the differences between data scientists, machine learning engineer, right? Data analyst, things like that. And I said, well, do I really want to be a data scientist? You know, probably not. I didn't want to do that, you know. And I realized that, you know, data analytics was more of an exciting journey for me, right? You know, that beginning, understand the process, analyze it. I love exploratory data analysis, right? You know, I'm so curious. I ask so many questions all the time, you know. And I learned that all of that, even though I was passionate about it, it all took patience, and it took me diving into it, you know, tremendously, you know, trying to, you know, have trial and errors, right? You know, going in and trying to figure stuff out, right? You know, getting on Kaggle, right? And trying to do some of that myself, and understanding you're not getting paid for all that studying, right? You know, and so you want to take the journey wherever you do, right? You know that you're not getting money for it. That's the true passion right there, you know, because I'm sure that to get to the journey that you had, you didn't initially say, hey, look, I want to create data analyst duo. We're going to go right for it. We're going to jump in, you know, we're going to make money right now. You know, you didn't get that, you know, it took time, right? It took a lot of effort along the journey, you know, along the way. So, you know, thank you for that, man. You know, this has been exciting. Now it's time to jump into a little bit of fun. All right. The audience always loves this segment, right? Because we're always geeking it out. All we do is geek it out. I mean, I'm sitting there right now after you, I'm getting ready to go into doing some SQL statements and stuff to try to figure some crap out, right? You know, for this data set for a school system. And so, you know, I'm working on that, right? Before you, before this podcast, I was working on my Power BI framework for this other contract, right? And so all I do is, I mean, my wife hates it, right? I just breathe, sleep, eat, data analytics, data science stuff, you know? And I try not to like throw it at her, right? You know, because she does something totally different. But, you know, we do have fun. We have opinions, right? We have opinions about certain things that has nothing to do with data analytics. So I like to play this game. It's called Overrated, Underrated. You get to decide whether you think it's overrated, underrated, or right where it needs to be. You can explain it if you want to. You know, if not, we can just keep it moving. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Looks exciting.
The printer.
Printer. Underrated.
Underrated? Oh, my goodness. You're jumping into the old school, man. You know?
You know, why I said, you know, underrated? Simple story. After my MSc, I was like interviewing and I got rejected so many, almost 15, 16 interviews I got rejected from. And this last company which I had applied to, it came after a period of time. So in that period, I was like not having any job and stuff. So I was like, I have to do something out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me a case study and I solved it. I took the printouts of all my entire analysis and submitted it to them. They got impressed and I got the job.
Yeah.
So that's
that's bias, man. The bias data is there, man. No, that was a good one. That was a good story behind it. All right. Okay. Pizza.
Overrated.
Overrated? I know. I'm starting to think it's overrated too, man. I'm tired of it. You know, the kids
I'm also
love
tired
it.
Of it.
I'm like, what in the world, man? You know, it has no end. They're always going to be pizza there. All right. Cricket.
I can't say it is overrated. I can't say it is underrated. Somewhere in the middle. Cricket, you know, I love cricket, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's in India, it's crazy.
Yeah. It's a big thing. And as a matter of fact, the Cole Basics, right? He has like a whole study on cricket, right? You know, he's like part of that, you know. So I didn't know that it was that big. In India, you know, is it probably the biggest sport, you would say?
Yeah, biggest sport in India.
Okay.
And, you know, you just have to watch it. It's crazy, crazy atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah. I
would say
I like
after
it.
World Cup, football World Cup, like mm-hmm. the FIFA one, probably mm-hmm. the most watched, you know, it should be like cricket. There's an India-Pakistan match. Mm-hmm. That is the most watched in all the world. So it's that's cool.
man. All right. The television.
Television. What do you think? It's not overrated.
I don't think it's overrated.
Yeah.
I think it's right where it needs to be, but it does take up my time sometimes, right? You know. I just get lost in it, especially if you're binge watching like certain shows and you just love it so much. You're like, I got to get to the next one.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there trying to code at the same time or I'm trying to do something at the same time. You know, it kind of takes over my time, right? You know, sometimes.
It definitely does take, but I feel still like it is still an important thing. Like you need to get chill out, you know, mm-hmm. away from all this stuff.
Yeah, so, thinking all the time, right? You know, just a mindless thing. You know, I agree. All right, hardcover books.
Underrated, you know.
Uh-huh.
I still write all my notes in book.
Oh, nice. Right.
Yeah. I don't use anything online or stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've been told a lot of times to, you know, write it on OneNote or do
right,
this.
Right, right, because you can share it, right? You can share it out and stuff.
Look, even though what I do is, you will see always, you see a pen in my hand and there is a book and mm-hmm. always scribble down all the time. Yeah. And then later on, I all get it into OneNote so that everybody can see.
Right,
but
right.
I love writing.
Okay. All right. Bollywood.
Bollywood, kind of overrated, I would say.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
People like tourists to check out Bollywood in India?
Definitely. There are some movies. If you want to get entertained,
mm-hmm.
like then you can watch Bollywood. Just entertainment.
Okay.
If you want to, you know, it's pure entertainment. We call it masala movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like you will see fights, romance, you know, sadness, everything. You will in Bollywood movies. But
all
I feel
right,
like
okay.
I've stopped watching it for a long time since all this OTT has come. Because on
mm-hmm.
OTT, they have been started, you know, putting down some, you know, more exciting movies than. You know, so yeah, I feel it's kind of overrated.
All right, two more. Holidays
underrated, I would say. It's very
uh-huh.
important.
Yeah.
Very
Are
important
you a big
day.
Family guy?
I won't say a family guy, but when there is, you know, week off or something, I spend time with my family.
Yeah. Being able to spend those times, right, where everything shuts down, you know, I think it's important. Even if you're just spending it with your significant other, you know, I'm always big on that. And that's my time to really say, all right, I won't even look at my phone to get, you know, business or anything like that. It's okay, you know. And it's like forcing you to really be in tune with whatever you got going on at home and, you know, outside of just your day-to-day experiences and stuff. All right, the last one, Amazon.
You were talking about shopping website or Prime?
Okay, so let's talk about Amazon. Let's get a little, maybe a little technical, maybe AWS, right? The Amazon Cloud.
Cloud is, yeah. So I thought you are not getting into data, but.
Yeah. No, actually, you're right. Let's talk about Amazon, the shipping, the shopping, and all that stuff. Let's talk about that.
It's, you know, I shifted to a new house like a day before yesterday. And if you see my Amazon, you will see so much shopping there. So it's not overrated. Like, I like it.
All right. Yeah, I'm agreeing with you, man. Well, look, Confess, I appreciate you being on the podcast. You know, thank you, audience. You're listening to Data's Amazon podcast, show to make Data your passion. I'm your host, Dapper Data. Where can they reach you at Compassion? Is there anything that you want to share with the audience?
Thank you so much. Like, I love this conversation. Like, it's my first time. I was pretty much nervous before this call, also during the call, but you're a very good host and it's been a lot of fun.
Thank you. No, and audience, definitely check out Compassion and his other half out there on Data Analyst Duo, at Data Analyst Duo on Instagram. They have an amazing, amazing page where they're definitely sitting there promoting data analyst topics all the time. So definitely check it out if it's something you're interested in. Audience, you can reach me at Mr. Dapper Data on any one of the social media platforms. I love you all. Peace. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to the Data is My Science podcast, the show that makes data your passion, with your host, Dapper Data.